Well, we have another spoken word artist coming up. She's always quite colorful. She's just back from a writer's conference and all energized from that experience. Please give a big welcome to Suzanne Owens.
Well, yeah, the writer's conference, you're supposed to get your manuscript ready to be sent out for publication. And I was told that my favorite poems were not required to be in it and to take them out, at least for a month and live with it. And then put them someplace else, I don't know. So I'm going to read them. So I'm going to read them. 10 days in Russia, this was a class trip with my son. God. Beneath you, the road is smoke, the bridge is thunder, and everything is left far behind. Russia, where are you flying to? That's from Gogol, from Dead Souls. You ancients out there, bulky, dark-coated women, you wait so patiently for a bus that never comes. As you must have waited for a son, a lover, a husband, once a prisoner, wrote on the walls with his own blood, "Long live Stalin." From this bus, I see you everywhere with your rusted pails full of menial labor, your bent shovels, your twig brooms. You paint the walls, spread the asphalt. After you leave the rail yards, what will you do inside your fragile tin-roofed dasha, your cottage, that tumble-down summer blue? What will you feed your tiny boys tonight, every night? Bread, cabbage, cucumbers? Babushkas flocking the street corner, your faces line-ruffled, beaked into the Baltic wind. Have you seen the brothers' graves, memorials for mass starvation, large as the white and golden rooms in the summer palace? On every gravestone, carnations, red asterisks mark those years, 1942, 1943. The dead march of Saul drones on. Stone strides after stone, you can't see an end to them. You women, wrinkled as your rib stockings, here on the road to the 17 cathedrals of Suzdal, do you have garter belts to hold your stockings up when you feel the hairs inside your noses stiffen? Hear your breath turn to ice. Widows of the empty store windows, I circled Lenin's flesh, encased for 65 years inside that glass sarcophagus. The KGB watched to see I walked within the white lines, kept my collar buttoned up as my mouth was supposed to be. Do you think they saw me notice as I passed by your God decked out in business black, so neat and trim, the soft portion of his right ear, just above the jawbone, has turned the same color as his suit? Sitting cross-legged on the ground by the bus, I decide I may as well barter too for a few packs of cigarettes, for a few American dollars, everywhere we go, in the field, by the hotel, by the back canals. When we stop in small towns, I witness young Russian men trading black market army watches as cheap as the candles we lit for the dead, or the few coins we parted with for penance. A young vendor pulls up his sleeve, extends his arm down to me, where the watches coil like a cobra tamed. Does that one run? Does this one need a battery? He pulls a watch off his arm. The watch goes from his hand into mine. Our fingers touch. In a moment, I see the watch in my hand, look up, and there, in the space between the vendor and the clock tower, beyond the approach of two gray uniforms. As they haul him a few yards away, the other vendors scatter into the crowds of Leningrad Square. The billy club snaps down and down and down on the young man's skull. The noise ricochets like shots off the portals of cathedrals. Half conscious, he keeps on fighting while my own body seems to be flying away from me. I think, that boy will never fall, and I want him to fall quickly. Through an eternity, he falls. He falls the way a leaf does. Finally, his body touches the pavement as softly as a kiss touches the closed mouth of an indifferent lover. His arms and legs flung out scrawl an X on the stones. Stomach up, he is all exposed to the sky, the passers-by, and the young policeman who nods, half smiles over at us, over a silence into which any thick-toothed boot might stomp. Thank you.
Our hand for Suzanne Owens.